FNC's Carlson will look back on incorporating BLM. 1619 Project, Critical Race Theory in Schools and Shame and Horror. By Jeff Poor on September 18, 2020. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson rejected efforts by American educators to include elements of Black Lives Matter, critical race theory and the 1619 Project into curriculums. According to Carlson, society will look back in shame and horror on those efforts. Transcript as follows. Carlson, the president today announced the creation of something called the Patriotic Education Commission. It will be designed to combat something called critical race theory, which is the lunatic lie that teaches our children some people are inherently worse than others. Some are morally tainted because of their skin color. That is the definition of racist propaganda. It is hard to believe that exists in our country, but it's flourishing. And the president said that explicitly. Watch. Begin video clip. Donald Trump, President of the United States. Critical race theory, the 1619 Project and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda. Ideological poison that if not removed will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together. It will destroy our country. That is why I recently banned trainings in this prejudiced ideology from the federal government and banned it in the strongest manner possible. End video clip. Carlson, well, the usual partisans were outraged by this, needless to say. Dan Baer, a car dealer who somehow became a member of Congress, said it was fascism. But the geniuses were silent in June when the people behind the New York Times 1619 Project, effectively the Bible of critical race theorists, encouraged rioters to destroy private property in the name of racial justice. Begin video clip. Nicole Hannah-Jones, investigative journalist. Violence is when an agent of the state kneels on man's neck until all of the life is leached out of his body. Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence, and to put those things, to use the exact same language to describe those two things, I think, really, it's not moral. End video clip. Carlson, when do dumb violent people get so much power in this country? By the way, if that woman's private property was destroyed, I bet she would be saying something very different. So the president's decision to ban critical race theory indoctrinations at the federal agencies earlier this month was an important step. But you'd be wrong if you thought this poison is confined only to the U.S. government. Just about every single K-12 school in America has ramped up their propaganda efforts this year to teach children that this is a fundamentally bad country, that some people are fundamentally flawed because of the way they look, and that the whole American experiment is basically essentially racist and therefore immoral. Even though the 1619 Project contains fundamental and verifiable historical falsehoods, it is garbage, it is not real history. Teachers in Chicago, New York and New Jersey and Washington are already using it in their classrooms. No one stopped them, so they are. We are going to look back on this in shame and horror. Even schools that haven't specifically adopted the 1619 Project are taking a similar approach. Sometimes, they are even more radical. This show has obtained a lesson plan from the Buffalo Public School System. It goes far beyond teaching bad history and deliberately advances the agenda of Black Lives Matter, of a political organization. For example, one lesson plan teaches 4th and 5th graders to question the importance of their parents, of their own mothers and fathers. The lesson plan instructs teachers to discuss various, quote, guiding principles with students, including so-called black villages that assist in the, and we're quoting now, disruption of Western nuclear family dynamics and return to the collective village that takes care of each other. They are teaching this to your kids, that your family should be destroyed. Why are we allowing this? You know what this is? It is an all-out war on the most important thing we have, which is the American family. The one thing that can help bring back some of our corroding cities. Nothing else has worked, and we spent over $1 trillion. It hasn't worked. That's demonstrable. Families do work, and anyone who has emerged from a place like that, of any background or color, can tell you, families are essential, and yet, they are teaching children that families, their families are the problem. Another lesson plan explains to 2nd, 3rd and 4th graders that, quote, the need for the BLM movement. Oh, okay. Now, you might think a Marxist organization that destroys private property and wants to replace parents is a bad thing. But that's not what your children are learning. Other lesson plans actually teach students the specifics of the BLM platform, which rejects Western family structures. Another lesson plan for grades 2 through 4 explains why all lives matter is a problematic phrase. Yes, all lives don't matter. This is insane and it doesn't stop in elementary school. The goal is to redefine education at all levels and turn it into a shell for propaganda. At the Thomas Jefferson School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, probably the best public school in the United States, officials are eliminating their merit-based admission system. Why? In the name of diversity. They have replaced a rigorous application process with a random lottery system. Will the school survive? No, of course not. It will not be the best school in the country. They just wrecked it. In a few years, there might not be any top schools left in this country. Critical race theory, though, will probably flourish, and that's the whole point. Why are we letting this happen to our children? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.